Layla. Layla.
Boy, that's a new intro. I've never heard that one before.
I just like singing along to that song. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty. Boy, I like how I said that.
The mighty 101.
101.5 yeah. FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get any singing out of me.
No.
Well, I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick. And each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, opinions, and that's not all. We even interview people covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, wherever the music takes us.
Mark and I are authors of the book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which you can find online at jimsamariaphoto.com or the Arcata Theater Rock Stop Store in St. Charles. Our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by my man, Mark Plotnick.
Suddenly, I'm not the half the man I used to be.
All right, you know what? There's a new thing called AI.
Yeah.
I might use AI instead of your singing.
Well, you started singing. I figured I'd get something in, so.
Well, you know, but I have a better voice than you.
That's true.
Well, anyway, today's show is one of our favorite types of shows to do. We're going to play some deep cuts, really, really deep cuts. Mm. Some songs you may never have heard of. Maybe even some of these artists, but I think they're worthy of airplay.
Well, Jim, I've got a pick, a shovel, and work gloves, so let's do some deep digging. But here's the thing. I'm the foreman, and you're the laborer.
Okay, you've got it backwards.
What?
You're
stronger and bigger than I am.
Yes, that's true. I am. I am bigger, and I am stronger. And we won't talk about looks, because I think we're equal. But in any case, we have a lot of songs to cover, so let's get right to it. The first band we're going to talk about is Blood Rock. Blood Rock was an American hard rock band from Fort Worth, Texas. They were formed in 1963, and they called themselves the Naturals. They were very popular in the Fort Worth area and opened for big bands back in the day, including the Beach Boys and Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Wow. Well, 3 years into it, the Naturals, I wonder if they played nude. You know?
No, not naturally.
No? Okay.
No.
The Naturals changed their name to Crowd Plus One, and what was that name about? But they released some unsuccessful singles, but nevertheless, they were signed by Capitol Records, and they released two more singles that failed to attract much interest, so naturally, Capitol let them go.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but in 1969, Terry Knight, who was the manager of Grand Funk Railroad, re-signed them to Capitol, and they changed their name to Blood Rock. Their debut album was released early in 1970, and then they followed that the next year with another album. And their song, DOA, from Blood Rock 2, was a huge hit.
Mm. And a 1970 tour with Grand Funk helped the band gain popularity. And in 1971, they released their third album, aptly titled Blood Rock 3. So from that album, we're going to listen to the song Jessica, not to be confused with the Allman Brothers song Jessica.
I'll be
Not bad. Jim, you saw them?
Yeah, I saw Blood Rock back in the day.
Wow.
Didn't photograph them, though.
All right, well. Anyways, let's get into the early 70s with two guys from California named Lenny Goldsmith and David Leonard Johnson. And they put a band together, and the name they chose was Sweat Hog. This was before the Sweat Hogs from Welcome Back,
yes,
Cotter,
it was.
Of course.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
I'm not sure why they chose such a name, but it's pretty unflattering.
It was very unflattering, yeah. and I saw them, too, and they weren't heavy set at all. Anyway, David Leonard Johnson had a pretty good resume. He already had played with the Beach Boys and Dr. John. So he and Lenny recruited drummer Barry Foster Smith, who was part of Lee Michaels' band.
Yeah.
Remember Lee Michaels?
Of course.
Band? Yeah.
Lee Michaels, the guy who played keyboards and had the hit, the 1970 hit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I saw him in person, too.
You saw him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the song has some really good hooks, and that's what makes Do You Know What I Mean so memorable.
Yeah, I like I said, I remember that song, but maybe we could play it on our next Deep Cut show.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Well, anyway, Sweat Hog enjoyed some fame and became an opening act for really big-time headliners like Black Sabbath, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and the Jay Giles Band, one of my favorite all-time live bands.
Yeah.
The one song that I like by the band is the title track from their 1972 album, Hallelujah. And Mark, that's the name of the song we're going to play, so...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is a really good old rock and roll song.
It is. A lot of soul to it, too.
Yeah, that was Sweat Hog with Hallelujah. And Mark, there's another band back in the 70s that I loved. I really liked this band, and they never made it really big. And the name of that band is Grin. It was led by Nils Lofgren, who had achieved fame already playing on Neil Young's 1970 album After the Gold Rush.
Yeah, and of course, he's been a longtime member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band.
You are correct, sir. You are correct. Grin was great in concert. I photographed them back in the day. And, of course, this is when Nils was a lot younger, obviously. Lofgren would actually do somersaults on stage. We'd get on the... and the amp, and then they do a somersault. And, I captured that in the book.
Well, he was a gymnast, and, it's a great photo, Jim. It's in our book. But he's long ditched the stage gymnastics and focuses his energy these days on guitar playing. Also, I don't think his body would let him do that anymore.
And you know why else I like Nils Lofgren?
Tell me.
Well, I'll tell you. He's born in Chicago, and he's half Italian.
But of course. Jim, tell me, where do you draw the line? Quarter Italian, eighth Italian? I'm just asking.
No, you got to be at least half Italian.
Okay.
It's better to be on the mom's side because this way you get the recipes.
Yeah, it's kind of like Jewish, the mom. You got to be on the mom's side. Yeah. Okay, well, Going back to his connection with Neil Young, he helped Grin score a record deal in 1971, and then their debut album was released in June of that year, and then a second album was released a year later, and that album was entitled Grin 1+1. So, Jim, let's see how well your education served you. How much was that?
1+1?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Let me get the calculator out.
You went to college, man.
Oh, that's right. Two. Well, anyway, let's go back to Grin and our bad humor there. So from the album, is there a song which I really like, and I think people, you're going to like it. It's called Moon Tears.
Here I come again on a Saturday night. After the first love that ever felt right. Ask me the right to love another guy. First I say yes, and then I say why. Buying moon tears. Buying moon tears. Buying moon tears. Buying moon tears. All right. Early in the morning I feel the sun. True love the saddest, they're the only ones. She looks so good that it hurts my head. Sometimes I think I feel better dead. Buying moon tears. Buying moon tears. Just buying moon tears. Buying moon tears. Yeah. Come on.
You are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time.
All right, Jim, we're going to talk about the sensational Alex Harvey Band, who hailed from Scotland. And I think their sound was way ahead of their time. They were one of the first groups to dress up in costumes, and since their band name included the word sensational, they must have been very popular, I guess.
Yeah, they were very popular, especially in the United Kingdom. But that popularity really didn't follow them into the United States. But they did develop a nice little cult following.
Well, they inspired other acts such as Nick Cave of the Bad Seeds and members of The Cure.
And one song we're going to play, this is one of my favorite all-time songs, and the title is called Midnight Moses, and it's from their 1972 album, Frame. I got to tell you, Mark, you're going to enjoy this. Song really rocks.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey.
Wow. Now, that song was loaded with hooks.
That was a great song.
Yeah,
I told
you. Know what the best part about it was? There was cowbell in that song. I heard it.
Always need cowbell.
Yeah. Well, that song is way better than any I heard on the recent Academy Awards show. I mean, none of those. Did any of those nominated songs
they
do anything
sucked.
For you? Thank you.
Yeah.
Can we say that on the air?
Well, the song that won sucked. Anyway.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Well, I feel the same way.
Well, I told you it was a great song,
yeah,
Mark.
And you're right.
One version I really liked and I encourage everyone to listen to is by the Dead Daisies. You can find that on YouTube. So, Mark, what do you got next?
Okay, well, here's what we got. We got a Minneapolis-based band called Crow. They were in business from, not business, they were in music business from 1967 to 1972. But 1979, they signed with Amaret Records and quickly went to the studio and recorded their first album called Crow Music.
You know, and their big song was called Evil Woman, which I just love. And I remember that album way back in high school, and it absolutely floored me by their sound. Of course, I immediately went out and bought the single.
Yeah, and you and many other people, because it became a hit, and it peaked, according to my research, at number 19 on the Billboard charts.
You said a lot of other people, like who? Who else?
My aunt, my uncle.
Oh, did they buy it?
Yeah. I have friends, you know. My friends went out and bought it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I did too. Well, anyway, did you know that Black Sabbath covered this song? And so did Ike and Tina Turner. That would be interesting.
Wow, that would be.
Pretty diverse styles.
Yeah, impressive. But let's listen to Crow's version. And Jim, I hope this brings back some good high school memories for you.
Just the good ones.
Just the good ones.
I see the look of evil in your eyes. You've been filling me up full of lies. Tomorrow will not change your shameful deed. You will bear someone else's fertile seed.
That's what I was telling my wife, Hope, yesterday. Hope, don't play no evil games with me.
Yeah. How did she accept that? Good?
She slapped me.
Yeah, of course. And you deserve it. Well, anyway, we digress. That was Evil Woman by Crow. Next up is another song with the word evil in it. But let's first talk about the band. After Rod Stewart's version of the Jeff Beck band broke up, Jeff wanted to form a new band, and he wanted to do it with Carmen Appice and bassist Tim Bogart of Vanilla Fudge. Unfortunately, Beck had a terrible car accident, and that band was put on hold.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad accident he had.
Yes, it was.
Kind of like Dylan's motorcycle accident.
Pretty close.
So here's what happened next. Appice and Bogart recruited legendary Detroit guitarist Jim McCarty, who played with Mitch Ryder, and they also recruited singer Rusty Day from the Amboy Dukes. And they put together the band called Cactus.
Yeah, and it was a very good band. Their sound was very heavy.
It was.
Especially with Appice and Bogart leading the way. The rhythm section is just amazing. In 1971, they recorded a Willie Dixon song, and as I said earlier, it's called Evil, and they made it into their own style. So from their Restrictions album from 1971, here's their rendition of Evil.
You're a long way from home. Can't sleep at night. Grab your telephone.
Jim, that song makes me want to go out and do some evil.
Yeah, I know. And Jim McCartney's awesome on that song.
What a great song. What a great song. Well, please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, where today we are scavenging for some very deep cuts.